After last month's mine disaster found more than 100 safety violations across the state, with two mines closed until problems are resolved. This after the explosion south of Charleston killed 29 workers. He was being a good Samaritan, a New Yorker helping a stray dog, but hurting himself in the process.
A New York man learned a sobering lesson when he drove to a police station seeking help for a stray dog. Alexander Nada entered the station on Saturday morning asking for directions to an animal shelter, but cops say the Monroe resident smelled like booze and had a blood alcohol level of 0.17, more than twice the legal limit. Nada spending his Memorial Day weekend parked in a jail cell for driving while intoxicated. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
Dario Franchitti, a winner again in Indy, taking the checkered flag on near fumes for his second Indianapolis 500 victory.
A gallon and a half is what was left in the tank, but for us that is a massive amount of fuel. We could still have done two more laps.
Franchitti winning at Indy. Kurt Busch was NASCAR's winner at the Coca-Cola 600. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's Memorial Day. It's 7:06 on Monday. Memorial Day. You know, I'm happy to be here. And I'm being joined today by a man that volunteered to come in today also, Bob Belongi. Bad Bob.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you doing?
Good morning, and thank you, Bob and Brenda.
And I tell you what, it's good to see the celebrations and the observances and all the things, that even the political things in the paper, all saluting the veterans and the price they paid for the freedom we enjoy to speak our minds. And that's about all I have to say this morning.
You know what?
Carl's holding a big club.
Well, you know, Bob's out on the lake here with the Coast Guard Auxiliary, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit later. But you're right, Bob, this is a special day. This is a special day to honor our fallen and remember them. Remember their sacrifices, the sacrifices of not only those fallen warriors, but their families. And speaking of families, here's my family, Linda.
Well, good morning. Good morning. We're happy to be here on Memorial Day. You know, they always say it's a three-day weekend, and everybody, you know, takes it off. And we say, you know what? How can we need to be there. We need to be here today. First of all, if you're listening this morning and you wake up, go get your flag and put your flag outside. We need to have more flags on the outside of our houses or flying on our cars this Memorial Day. Show the world you are remembering. Not only for those people who sacrificed their lives, those people who are now they're at war, risking their lives for the freedoms of our country. Just show your respect and think on those terms. We do have different things that are going on at the Memorial Day observances today that we will be talking about. By the way, you know there's no mail, the schools are closed, the trash is going to be one day late, buses are not operating, banks are closed, theaters are open, and even the newspaper will be closed today, will be delivered tomorrow by 7 a.m. And as we go on, there's a couple things that I would like to read in the memorial of the great veterans of this country. They're going to be a slight chance of showers today, high of 77, and that's going to be after 11 a.m. with the 20% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy, again, with a high near 77. Currently, it's 61 degrees. Bob, you're pointing at something.
Well, we do have a reminder from the National Weather Service about area rivers and streams because of the snow melt. Those rivers and streams running fast and cold. A lot of people going out for their final day. That lake water, by the way, we were looking at our indicator on the boat, is about 63, 64 degrees. You get good and warm out there and then jump in that water, and that could very well stop your clock. So please be careful. You get warm and you jump in that nice, cool, inviting lake. A little cooler than you expect could get you in trouble. Same with those mountain lakes and streams. They're quite cold.
And coming up in a little bit, Bob and Brenda, we hope you come on and talk about what's happening at the lake and what you saw over the weekend and what we can expect today.
Some of which I can actually talk about on family radio, yes.
Yeah, we already saw people being arrested, you know. But we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. We have remembrances of our veterans. We're going to talk about other people that have passed away that have had an impact on this country one way or the other. We're going to talk about a young Marine that died, and his services are going to be this week. We're going to talk about a lot of things that have to do with Memorial Day, overseas cemeteries. We're going to talk about joyful things. And we want to share your experiences. So if you have a story you want to tell, if you just want to say hello to your fellow veterans on this day, you just give us a call at 605-4567. Or you send an email to Linda at linda@kcnr1460.com because we're streaming kcnr1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, MacGregor Scott, former Shasta County DA and former U.S. Attorney appointed by George W. Bush.
I worked for nearly two decades as a prosecutor here in California as the district attorney and a U.S. attorney. One thing I learned is that the most important traits of a good DA are integrity and judgment. That's why I am joined by every former living DA of Shasta County and more than 30 former prosecutors of this county in endorsing Steve Carlton for DA. It's time for a change in the DA's office, and Steve Carlton is that change.
And here's Joe Gazzigli, a respected Shasta County attorney for almost 40 years and a former deputy DA.
I know very strongly how, with the stroke of a pen, the district attorney can change a person's life, the life of a mother, a child, or maybe even you and me. Therefore, I'm asking you to seize the opportunity to set things right again in the DA's office, to vote for Steve Carlton for district attorney.
Paid for by the committee to elect Steve Carlton district attorney.
I'm Steve Carlton, and I approve this message.
For more information, go to votestevecarltonda.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Up in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
Shasta County residents deserve honesty, integrity, and accountability from all their public servants. With proven leadership skills, experience, and fiscal responsibility, Les Baugh is again the right person for County Supervisor District 5. He brings his continued commitment to serve Shasta County on a full-time basis.
My name is Les Baugh. Listening to you, I helped stop tank, fought Forest Service road closures, helped push back unneeded septic tank fees, and spoke out as your public voice. I have helped across my district with everything from business expansion to fire suppression. I work tirelessly to help all residents of Shasta County. When reelected, I will continue to promote community, public safety, jobs, and business with a proven commitment to responsible financial management. I work for you, and I'm available. My personal cell is 941-4748. I would sincerely appreciate your vote on June 8th. Thank you.
Paid for by the committee to reelect Les Baugh, County Supervisor, District 5, 2010.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 7:13. It's Memorial Day, and we're remembering our veterans. Justin A. Castillas, 19. Joshua M. Hart, 24. Adam L. Perkins, 27. Charles A. Williams, 29. Pedro A. Barboza Flores. Rocco M. Barnes. Federico De Boras. Michael Cardenas. Rick Centani. Florence Cho. Robert J. Cottle. Those are just some of the California's fallen in Afghanistan. We surpassed 1,000. On the 5th of this month, we're burying another Marine Staff Sergeant Adam Perkins, United States Marine Corps, killed in action 5/17/2010. Services on Saturday, June 5th. At the funeral home, his remains are going to be taken back by his wife back to Camp Pendleton. You know, sometimes we forget when we're out there on the lake drinking booze and having a great time and having that barbecue is that we've got men and women who don't get a day off. They're at war. We're at two wars, in fact, right now. One in Iraq, one in Afghanistan. Somebody could say there's even a third war along the border. And that's not even counting a battle we seem to be losing in the Gulf with oil. We'll talk about that a little bit.
I'd like to read, if you don't mind, something that I think it's beautiful about the veteran. Somebody sent it last week, as a matter of fact, and I've been saving it for today. It is the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the veteran, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the veteran, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the veteran, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to assemble. It is the veteran, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the veteran, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. It is the veteran who salutes the flag.
You know, we've got so much to be thankful for in this country, and so much of it is due to the veterans. In fact, the veterans have established that base that allows us to do things. You know, people get so excited about a weed extravaganza down in Red Bluff, you know, whatever that thing was, the hemp festival. You know, the thing about it is you can smoke hemp or you can not smoke hemp or weed or whatever you want. A lot of it's due to the fact because there's laws and laws that were built on the blood and the sacrifices of veterans. And we can't ever forget that. You know, I like to just give out one more memory here of Louis James Rocket Roche III. You know, Rocket Roche just died day before yesterday. He died day before yesterday, but I could probably tell you he was killed in Vietnam. But he didn't stop breathing until Saturday night. And that reason was is that he'd been wounded severely. He'd gotten also into Agent Orange. 2 Silver Stars, 3 Purple Hearts. He was an aviator. He flew helicopters. He's with 9th Cav. When Jimmy needed a kidney, looking all around for it, the one that volunteered was a fellow aviator out of the 9th Cav. That's 9th Cavalry. And he was given the kidney last December. And he went downhill from there. And he hung on. He hung on longer than anybody gave him, you know, any chance for. We were told that he was going to pass away 2 weeks ago, and then it was, you know, gosh, it's going to be 48 hours, and he far surpassed any of that. But anybody that knew Jimmy Roche knew that he didn't do anything except the way he wanted to. So our memories go out, and our love and our prayers go out to my cousin, Louis James Rocket Roche. May he rest in peace. There's also a couple other people we ought to thank here, too. And remember, on this day, though, you know, they're all walking around and having a good, you know, good. For all of our fallen. And it's not the only time you're going to hear that today.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito. I work for you, the citizens of Shasta County, not criminal defense attorneys. That is why I'm supported and endorsed by the associations that represent all the major law enforcement agencies in our county. That includes Shasta County Deputy Sheriffs, Redding Police Officers, and Anderson Police Officers. I am also supported by all current Shasta County prosecutors and Sheriff Tom Basenko.
As Shasta County Sheriff, I have worked closely with Jerry Benito over the past 4 years. The position of DA requires difficult decisions, and Jerry's experience, dedication, and judgment have proven him to be the right man for the job. These are difficult times, and keeping the citizens of Shasta County safe should be the concern of every voter. Join me in voting to re-elect Jerry Bonito, Shasta County District Attorney, on June 8th.
We live in one of the most beautiful counties in the country. Help keep safety a priority. Retain Jerry Bonito, Shasta County DA. Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Jerry Bonito, Shasta County District Attorney.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, 2010.
California government is broken, and we need a reliable tax fighter to defend our families in the state capitol. That's why we're voting for Jim Nielsen for Assembly. Jim Nielsen led the effort to cut $20 billion in state spending and voted against tax increases, earning him the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association highest A rating. And Assemblyman Jim Nielsen has boldly called on California's Attorney General to join with other states in challenging Obamacare and its unconstitutional takeover of our health care choices. And when the liberal politicians' only idea for cutting spending was to release dangerous criminals before they served their time, Jim Nielsen fought to keep the bad guys locked up. That's why county sheriffs, crime victims, and the conservative California Republican Assembly all support Jim Nielsen. Let's keep Assemblyman Jim Nielsen fighting for us.
What are you gonna do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, four-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden brown southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice? Yeah, in the mood? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is... Do Jack's Grill, a Redding landmark for 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. When you do Jack's, you do your best. Open Monday through Saturday for your dining pleasure. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, Redding.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's Memorial Day, and you're going, well, what's this? Well, Dennis Hopper, one of the counterculture icons in Hollywood in the early days, just died over the weekend at age 74. He died of cancer. Twice nominated for Oscars and earned a star, and this year in the Walk of Fame, died Saturday at his home in Venice. We rode the highways of America and changed the way movies were made in Hollywood, Peter Fonda, his Easy Rider co-star, said in comments carried by several news outlets. I was blessed by his passion and friendship. Hopper had a series of ups and downs in Hollywood. He was kind of a wild man there in his younger days, was fired off movies and didn't work for a while. He went into television, many TV shows, and then came back. He was clean and sober, and he came back, said he never turned down a role, and he was worked real steadily for his whole life. Now, the reason I'm bringing it back up is that riding along those roads, my buddy Pat, my brother there, and I decided to make a run where they did. So we followed the Easy Rider tour across the bridges and out into New Mexico and Arizona. Great rides. I know he's listening today. At least he said he was going to over our web here on KCNR1460.com. But it was just kind of a thought that, you know, here was Dennis Hopper, you know, passing away. And, you know, it's kind of like a whole generation was touched by that one movie, Easy Rider. First time I saw it, I thought, wow. The second time I saw it a few years later, I thought, well, this is a bunch of trash. And then the third time I saw it, years later after that, I thought, well, it's not that bad. So, anyway, I used to have a poster of them up hanging in my office. And the general walked in one day, just stared at it for like 5 minutes and told me how much he enjoyed the movie back then, too. So,
yeah.
So that was probably the only thing we had in common. All right. People.
Well, he co-wrote Easy Rider.
He co-wrote it, and they directed it, and you know, probably half the movie, it sounded like, when they were talking about it, everybody was on drugs.
Jack Nicholson was supporting actor, but yeah, pretty sure about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. very small role. But I'm sure there's a lot of people who don't realize that, and it doesn't say I'm not finding this in the press, that he had one of the largest collections of contemporary art. He was
that's right.
Quite the connoisseur and collector. I don't know why they're not saying that.
It's like people don't really remember that. You know, remember the fact that Dennis Hopper was a wild man. That's what people remember, not realizing that how much he had settled down. He had become, in fact, conservative in his later years, was playing military people very well, in fact. So Dennis Hopper's passed away this weekend, too. Some people who, on this day, I like to remember, and they are alive, they're walking around, and they're great people. Of course, it's Commander James Gibson, who just had a birthday on the weekend. You know, Commander, again, we want to congratulate you for everything you've done for our veterans up here. And every time that there needs, anytime there's a veteran-related subject, topic, event, you're there. And then somebody else I also want to remember, and I always try to do this, is Bob McIntosh. And Bob's had a couple of health problems lately, but I want him to know that he's being remembered, that Bob McIntosh is kind of a personal hero of mine. At age 14, Bob enlisted in the Marine Corps during World War II. 14. And you see, what are 14-year-olds doing out there in the streets today, or doing out there? They're texting right now, but Bob didn't have we didn't text back then, World War II. I mean, Bob enlisted in the Marine Corps at age 14. As he said, he was tall for his age. He landed at Tarawa at age 15, which was one of the most horrific battles of World War II. More Marines killed there than in most any other battle. He lasted 2 days of the 3 days. He was wounded, came off the beach, was in the hospital for a while, came back and landed again in Saipan, I believe Okinawa. He got out of the Marine Corps as a staff sergeant at age 17 at the end of World War II. If you ever meet Bob McIntosh, you'll know who he is. He stands up straight. Looks like he's been in a couple fights in his life. He went back in the Marine Corps during Korea. He's a Silver Star winner. He's a Purple Heart holder, of course. He worked for the Los Angeles Police Department, worked in the gangs unit, so you just don't get to do that by being an easy kind of guy. Anyway, Bob McIntosh, Commander James Gibson, I tell you, heroes of mine from this town, and there's many more heroes and veterans in this city that deserve our thanks and our appreciation, my friends. You know, they don't want, you know, people to come up and make a big deal about it, but if you see a veteran, you know, somebody that served, you know, just saying thank you. And a lot of times they're not even going to know what to say. When people tell me thank you, I don't really know what to say except to say, you know, it's an honor serving this country. It always has been. And I believe that's the way most veterans feel, that it was an honor to serve this country. You know, there's other places around the world, and we just got this one in from Hans, and I believe it's Greta Larson. They sent this to us. And we get a lot of things sent to us from our friends out there, and we appreciate it. But there's something called the American Battle Monuments Commission, and this is set up to take care of those fields of honor where our warriors lay. And it started, and they've got the overseas cemeteries that they take care of as resting places for 124,000 war dead, 30,000 from World War I, 93 from World War II, 93,000, 750 from the Mexican-American War. Another 94,000 servicemen and women who were missing in action were lost or buried at sea during the World Wars and the Korean-Vietnam Wars are commemorated by the name or tablets of the missing. And many of the dead are buried in cemeteries located on or near the battle-scarred fields. So this was a wonderful, wonderful article that was sent to us.
And the note goes, Carl and Linda, a recent article from an American Legion magazine for you, perhaps for this coming Memorial Day. We love your program and all you do for our veterans and community. Keep it going. Hans and Greta Larson with an Arrow Air Force vet, Korean War. One son, 4 years in the Marines. One son, 2 years in the Army. Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much for your service. Did you know in 2010 the American Legion will deliver free of charge more than 20,000 new U.S. flags to be placed at the graves of those who died while serving in military operations overseas? The Legion's Overseas Grave Decoration Trust replaces the flags as they are needed in American battle monuments, commission ceremonies across Europe. More than 94,000 flags have been sent from the Legion since 2005. You know, people don't forget. And the thing about it is that our American Legion, a lot of our veterans organizations are aging, and we need to get our young veterans into it. We need to talk about that, how we can do that. When we come back, we're going to be discussing the events that are going on around town. We're going to be talking about events that are happening around our country and why some of these things are happening. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Anxious. Government's teetering, market swaying, great currencies collapsing. But it's not as if we haven't dealt with crises before. The generations we honor this day got through depressions and world despots without bitching or whining. We could learn from a generation that chose not to define itself by what it lost in possessions, but what it kept in principles. We honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. I'm not saying we're soft, I am saying our memories are soft. We forget what it means to really lose something big and give up something bigger. Some like to say the greatest generation is gone, but it's not as if they didn't leave behind some of their DNA. Us. Time to prove we are worthy heirs, up to the challenge and not shrinking from the responsibility. They fought and died for it. The least we can do is prove those who came before us that we, like they, are up to it. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Neil Cavuto.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Rick Keene isn't another self-serving Sacramento insider who views your tax dollars as political favors to be handed out. He's part of the Republican leadership team that rolled back the $38 billion Gray-Davis budget deficit. Rick is the tough-minded conservative who will stand up to the liberals to stop billions from being wasted on illegal immigration.
I'm sick and tired of politicians talking tough on illegal immigration. Doing nothing is the same as granting amnesty. That's why I authored a measure to impose stiff fines on employers who knowingly hire illegal immigrants and push to require background checks to catch illegal immigrant criminals and get them out of our country.
Rick Keene, endorsed by Congressman Tom McClintock and Senator Sam Onestad. Rick Keene for Senate, a real conservative to clean up the mess in Sacramento.
Paid for by Friends of Rick Keene for Senate, 2010.
Whatever your reason for shopping Kent's Meats and Groceries in Airport Road, whether for their Prather Ranch certified natural USDA inspected choice beef grown with no hormones or antibiotics, locally grown regular and organic produce, or Kathy's Deli sandwiches, salads, and specialty deli items made fresh daily, now there is a whole other reason to shop at Kent's. Check out the new deli case full of specialty imported and domestic cheeses and Kent's own fresh made smoked old fashioned franks and sausages, including cheddarwurst, jalapeno, bratwurst, linguica, Cajun style, and beef stick snacks. The selection is, well, just plain terrific. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and beef jerky. If you're checking out the deli case in the meat counter and don't know what you want, just ask. The great folks at Kent's Meats will be glad to cut and wrap to your special order. After all, that's what Kent's Meats and Groceries are all about. You, the customer. Kent's staff is there to serve you 7 days a week. Meat, produce, grocery items, spirits, libations, gas, diesel, and propane. You'll find it all at Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road.
I'll pick you up after school. Okay, I got it.
It's easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. That's Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567. It is 736. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And hey, our Patriots down there. You can go in there and finest walk-in humidor in the state. Espresso Joe's, that kind of coffee. But I tell you what, Joe and Shelley are Patriots. They support veterans' causes. They support this community. It's so much more than just a tobacco emporium, tobacco and brew.
Hey, it's currently 62 degrees. It's going to be a high of 77 today with 20% chance of showers. Tonight, also 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low of around 56. Looks like we're going to kind of have a cloudy week. Sure enjoyed the weather yesterday, but again, the Memorial Day observances. Go ahead, Carl.
Robert J. Cottle, 45. Kyle Comas, 22. Michael A. Dahl, 23. Esau Hernandez, 25. Bruno D. Salene, 32. Jesus Flores, 28. Ian Gellig, 25. Nicholas Gideon, 20. David Gutierrez, 35. John Hollett, 30. Daniel L. Hansen, 24. Donald J. Hogan, 20. All of these men and women serving in Afghanistan killed, died. Let's not forget, on your day out there on this barbecue, while you're having a great time, that this is going on while we're sitting here. They're not getting a day off. You know, the only day off I remember having in combat in this last in Iraq was, and somebody can tell me if I was wrong, but I remember we didn't send people out on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. And the reason for that, you didn't want to send home. You didn't want to have a notification going home to the families on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day that they had lost their son or daughter. It was only if we'd really had to push out there that we'd send out. But that was one of the main reasons, is that you didn't want to have a Marine or a soldier or sailor walking up to the door of a family on Christmas Eve to tell them that their son or daughter had died in combat.
Well, on this Memorial Day, we are taking your calls, of course, 605-4567. Call in and let us share a memory. It could be your father, your uncle, somebody who's serving currently. You put it out on the air. Remember, we are streaming. That means anywhere in our country, anywhere in the world, people can be listening to the show. I think we should be talking about, we've got two experts here talking about boating safety.
Well, we do. We have Bob and Brenda, and one of the things we do want to talk about, because people will go out today. Today is a day of memory, but it's also a day that people are off, and a lot of them are out on the Whiskey Town and Lake Shasta. Is that right?
Right. A lot of vessels out there, so if you are launching and you haven't been out earlier in the weekend, be aware of two things. There's a lot of vessels out there. A lot of these college kids down from Oregon are hurriedly returning their houseboats, which are a little worse for the wear, I might add, back to the various marinas. So there'll be an awful lot of traffic in and out of the marinas. People will be in a hurry. There will be hangovers abounding, and so navigation will be difficult. So if you're going out for a day's fishing or pleasure boating, please be aware of that. Not everybody understands the rules of the road out on the water, and there are definite rules, and that's one of the things that the Coast Guard Auxiliary is helping the public to learn about. And I'll turn this over to Brenda in a moment, but I can start off with telling you what the auxiliary is not. We are not law enforcement. We are out there to serve as extra eyes and ears for the local authorities if that becomes necessary, but mostly it's about boater education. It's about helping people be safe, learn about how to operate their vessel safely, and not get themselves into trouble. And perfect example yesterday, we passed a boat with some people riding on the bow, and we started to move in their direction to let them know that when a boat is underway, it's a bad idea to be on the bow. In fact, it's illegal. Well, the sheriff saw them first and let them up and wrote them a ticket on the spot, which is about $200.
Well, there's, I understand there's like 17 sheriff's deputies out on the water yesterday, so they were just having a great time. In fact, the a lot of the footage we saw are people with handcuffs on being taken away. Because it is okay to drink and drive on a boat, not on land, but on a, on the water, it's okay, right, Brenda?
Well, not exactly. That's not a good idea. You actually will be cited for BUI, boating under the influence, which is the same as DUI, absolutely. And that is, there's several things. People go too fast, they don't wear life jackets, and drinking and driving a boat. Those are three big things that we try to really educate about. Slow down, wear your life jacket, and do not consume alcohol and operate a boat. I want to talk about the Coast Guard itself in terms of military infrastructure. The Coast Guard is often overlooked as a member of our armed forces, and indeed, folks that are active duty Coast Guard, not auxiliaries because we're volunteer, but the actual active duty Coast Guard folks that work in the Coast Guard are considered members of our armed forces, and a lot of people don't know that. And so if you ever meet a Coast Guardsman or woman, be sure and thank them for their service, because they are out there protecting our shores. They do go out with guns
we have
things like that.
Oh, Trevor Denham is over in the Middle East right now. And he's in the Coast Guard.
And he's
Coast Guard Reserve. And so I think, in fact, the Coast Guard went from Department of Transportation to the Department of Defense here a couple years ago. Or Homeland Security. And as well they should, because, you know, it's too bad we couldn't put the Coast Guard along that Mexican border, but to have better luck than we're having.
Well, now
right
that
now.
Shasta Lake is full, would you share with our listeners, compared to last year, did you see more activity as far as more people, more drunk people, or what was the difference?
Absolutely. It was quite major insanity. If you even drove across the I-5 bridge there at Pitt River and you looked out, it's like boats everywhere. And the big thing on Memorial Day weekend is always the folks that come in and rent houseboats and go out. A lot of them tie up over at Slaughterhouse Island, which is to the west of the Pitt River Bridge. You can't quite see it from the freeway. There were 120 houseboats there last night. I counted them. And then there's numerous ski boats and jet skis and all kinds of chaos going there. And one of the things that's kind of depressing, aside from the drinking and the binge funnels that you see, all kinds of crazy things. There were a number of severe injuries and things like that, is the amount of junk that ends up in the water. All kinds of cans, bottles, plastic bags, and it's really quite messy. But the seagulls were having fun in a few places. They were obviously getting some dividends.
So they're the cleanup crew.
They were, yes.
Well, no, plastic doesn't clean up very well.
Yeah, but who else does the cleanup crew? Is there a company that comes out and does that?
Not that I'm aware of, no. In fact, the story has it that a private citizen went out there after Memorial Day weekend last year and cleaned up a bunch of bottles and cans and actually made a small fortune. I have a veteran story I have to tell. Two of them, actually. Are we headed for a break first?
We need a break.
Okay.
Let's take a break. This is Carl Lindbaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Oh, look, honey. I found that espresso machine we got as a wedding present still in the box.
Well, you think it's time to open it up? We've been married for 2 years already. I'm not even sure we even know how to use it.
Well, let's take it to Espresso Joe's. The girls will teach us how to use it and make that perfect cup.
I don't know if it even came from Espresso Joe's.
Doesn't make any difference where you got it. They'll show you how to use it. And they should know, since they have espresso machines, Tidy Makers, French Press, and regular coffee makers.
Hey, that's a great idea, hon. And while you're learning how to make that perfect cup of coffee, I'll be in the humidor and tobacco and brew, picking out that perfect cigar.
Espresso Joe's is located at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading, inside Tobacco and Brew.
Espresso Joe's is inside Tobacco and Brew, who have a 34-year history of providing the finest tobaccos to the North Valley. A terrific selection of fine cigars, both imports and domestics. Step into their walk-in humidor and find something special. Or try one of the grab bag cigars at 20% off. Lots of pipes and accessories, too, at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, across from the Flag Store.
Taxpayers are overburdened. Sales tax, gas tax, income tax, and property taxes.
My name is Christy Largent. My dad, Ron Largent, is a candidate for Shasta County Assessor Recorder. His passion over the years has been for family, real estate, home ownership, and fair taxation. Because of his conservative belief in limited government, he considers the role of Assessor Recorder as a position to fully represent you. As your Assessor Recorder, he will fight for the rights of all taxpayers. Please vote Ron Largent, Assessor Recorder, on June 8th.
My name is Ron Largent. Is your property overassessed? Are you paying too much in property taxes? I have a plan to take immediate action when elected Shasta County Assessor Recorder. The state of California provides for a temporary reduction of your assessed property values during times of market decline. It's your tax dollars, and I want to provide fair representation for all Shasta County taxpayers. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Assessor on June 8th. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Ron Largent, 2010.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Redding, across from C.R. Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Memorial Day, KCNR, 1460 AM. It's 7:46. Carl and Linda Botter. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're live today. Many other places aren't live. They're doing
whatever they're doing.
We don't care, but we're here because it's Memorial Day and we care.
And we want to remind you, sorry about that, Carl. We want to remind you to fly your flag. If you're just tuning in now, put your flag out. Go up in the attic, dust it off, bring it out.
There are flags in front of the station flying. There's flags at our house. There's flags at the Belongies place.
Okay, I want to talk about some observances today.
Snooki's got a little flag.
If you want her little bandana. If you're wondering what's happening, where you could go today for an observance. 10 a.m. is the Longcrest Chapel Memorial Park on Cypress Avenue.
That's a good one. It's small, but mighty.
Yeah, and 10:45 Anderson Cemetery. That's 2500 Cemetery Road. Noon, this is a beautiful one, too. Reading Memorial Park. That's on Continental Street in Reading.
We attended that one last year also. And that too, we'll have a flyover. We'll have skydivers. And it will be one that is also has guest speakers. It'll be a very moving event, too.
And at 5:55, the Northern California Veterans Cemetery out in Igo. That's at 5:55 tonight. So before we went to break, we were talking to Brenda Belongi, of course, and Bob talking about boating safety, and they are with the Coast Guard Auxiliary, and they've been out there with all the crazy activity that's been going on. And so what do you guys expect today?
Oh, it should be much quieter in terms of the partying activities, because now everyone's got to go home. But as Bob mentioned earlier, craziness around the marinas as everyone is returning their houseboats. And that's an area that's going to be very congested. Folks that are not real used to handling boats, especially large ones like houseboats. So if you're out there, be real, real careful around the marinas because of the heavy traffic load and people who are coming on.
There's a heavy load going on out there, all right. But
definitely.
That's because something. Well, you know what? We have a Zodiac that we use. When we're both sitting in there with the engine, we find that, you know, the bow goes up. So what we do is we try to compensate for that by putting four cases of beer in there.
You're forgetting a key element, the heavy-duty stereo speakers.
Yeah, right.
No, you know, we don't have that. We just, we snap our fingers as we're going down the road here.
If you're going out on Whiskey Town, they've been having some sailboat races and a regatta out there, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary has also been out there helping keeping folks from running across the path of the sailboats, which can't turn quite as well as a motorboat can. So we've been active this weekend.
Rules of the road.
Now, you said you had a couple memorial veterans stories you wanted to share.
Right. One is about my dad, a quick one there. He was drafted into the Navy in 1955, I believe it was. And he was sent to San Francisco. They were living in the Humboldt County area at the time. And when Dad got down there, this was in between Korea and Vietnam, and he gets down there, and they said, okay, everyone with a college degree takes one step forward. And my dad was one of those. He was a teacher, and he took a step forward, and they said, okay, you folks are in the Navy. The rest of you are in the Army. And I'm not sure exactly how they made that work, but that's true story about what happened there. My dad served aboard an aircraft carrier that was mostly in port. The biggest steam they did was from San Diego to San Francisco, where they put the aircraft carrier in the dry dock at that time. But he did serve. And so I've always had a little bit of a connection there. And then one time when we were painting our house, we dug out all of his old Navy clothes and used those for our painting clothes. And the other story involves my college experience. I get very annoyed when college campuses try to limit the ROTC, Reserve Officer Training Corps, I believe is what that's the full name of that is. But it's often where folks are there on scholarship, or they have elected to even volunteer for ROTC, and they become young officers. And I have a friend that was in ROTC. We met, and he was the only one in the entire group that command, if you will, that had insignias that were sewn on correctly and straight, thanks to me. He came to me. I had a sewing machine, and he asked me. So I started to learn about the military then and began to really appreciate the people who were in it. These were all very fine people, very dedicated, and this young gentleman served for 6 years. I got out when he met his wife. He had been cruising in the Pacific, had been in the Philippines, and he said he saw how some of the folks there lived. When he got back to U.S. soil, he literally kissed the ground. He was so happy to be an American and to have the freedoms that we do. He really, really appreciated that. So from him, I really learned about that. And the other thing is that he went into the reserve. He's a naval officer, and he will retire shortly as a captain in the Naval Reserve, and he is currently serving in Tennessee and working administratively, sending folks off to Afghanistan. So those that think ROTC doesn't belong on a college campus, I would highly disagree.
Well, we also want to thank, Carl, and I want to thank you and Bob for your service, because you are volunteers with the auxiliary for the Coast Guard. Anyway, we've got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, stay with us. We've got lots of stories. Taking your calls here, 605-4567. This is Free Fire Radio this morning. Good morning, 751. We'll be back right after these messages.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Carlton.
I've been asked to return as Shasta County District Attorney to ensure justice for all. Guilty people are not being charged depending on who they are or on their connections, while innocent people are being prosecuted.
Indeed, the Reading Record Searchlight has endorsed Steve Carlton for District Attorney, saying the current DA, Jerry Benito, has lost the confidence of Shasta County. Steve?
I fixed our DA's office once before, and if you honor me with your vote, I will work tirelessly to restore the office of your district attorney to one of excellence.
Steve Carlton, the experience, judgment, and integrity to get the job done. Done right. In the words of longtime sheriff Jim Pope,
please join me in voting for Steve Carlton for district attorney.
This message paid for by the committee to elect Steve Carlton district attorney. For more information, go to VoteSteveCarltonDA.com. Justice for all.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Up in the truck, hon. We're on our way.
Government is out of control, and the current career politicians are destroying the future of America. Now is the time to replace local, unqualified career politicians with old-fashioned qualified statesmen. Now is the time to vote Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor. Randall is not a career politician. He's an honest, concerned military veteran and certified public accountant, fully qualified to oversee the government spending of your hard-earned tax dollars. The current auditor has no college degree in any subject and an 86% employee turnover rate in just the past 3 years. This lack of competent leadership in the auditor's office is expensive and ineffective. The taxpayers of Shasta County deserve better.
My name is Randall Faulkner, and I'm a certified public accountant with a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting and 30 years experience, including 6 years auditing for fraud with the Department of Defense. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Auditor on June 8th.
Paid for by Citizens for Responsible Government. Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor 2010.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:55. We're out there streaming on KCNR1460.com. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Marquis L. Knight, 24. James R. Layton, 22. David E. Metzger, 32. Alfonso Ochoa, 20. Javier Olivia, 20. Anton Phillips, 31. Jacob Ramsey, 20. Omar Robach, 23. Eduardo S. Silva, 25. San Seem, 23. Mark A. Stetz, 39. Justin J. Swanson, 21. More of our warriors that passed during combat in Afghanistan. We've gone over that 1,000 mark. You know, it's the type of thing is that this should be a memory today, but it should also be a celebration of those who have served, those who have given so much. It should be a celebration to remember them.
And how about willingly? Let's just talk about the fact that when these people, these individuals who are serving our country, they've not been drafted.
No.
They haven't been told, here's number 72, you're going.
Yeah.
You know, during my brother's era, I mean, you got a number and everybody was sweating bullets. Like, oh, I don't know, trying to think I'm going to go to college, but I may have to go off and, you know, do Vietnam. And the people that you're mentioning now willingly...
Many of these,
took the oath.
I would say that, you know, probably 90% of these, some of them, you know, like 38, 39, were obviously senior. But most of them, almost all of them came in after 9/11. They came in to fight, and they knew it. Okay, let's go to the lines. Jay, you are on KCNR 1460.
Since it's Memorial Day, I thought I'd tell a little family folklore here. My great-grandfather served in Normandy. And I apologize for the little lack of details, but some of it's gotten lost through the telling through the generations. But in a pitched fight in which there was artillery and fighting, he got separated from his unit, and much to his chagrin, had ran out of ammunition. And he ran into a German soldier who was in the same situation and also ran out of ammunition. So the two of them fought, and my great-grandfather, I'm very happy to say, came out victorious. And rather than killing the man, he took him prisoner. He brought him all the way back to the camp. And when the man turned in his tags, they realized that they had the same last name. As it turns out, they were cousins, because my family came from Germany in the 1600s.
Wow!
They kept track of each other, and when he was released from the POW camp, my great-grandfather sponsored him, and they lived across the street from each other in L.A. until they died.
Oh, my God.
That's a movie.
Jay, that's a great story.
Wow.
So he
thought I'd share that today.
Well, you know what? Thank you so much. I mean, that was, you know, I've never even heard of that before. Nothing even like that. You know, people running together on the battlefield, find out they're related, and then your great-grandfather sponsors them to come to the United States.
Well, like I said, it was. I don't have details because you know, most of the people who knew the details are dead now, but just thought I'd pass that along.
Well, thank you very much. What a great way to end this session on Ceasefire Radio.
Thank you,
Jay, so much.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
Thank you. You too.
And you know, Carl, it's one of those. Visit a vet today. Visit a vet today. Go to one of the Hilltop Estates
out there on Hilltop Drive. They welcome veterans there, and I bet that there's some veterans that probably would. They're not going to get around too well today, so maybe going by and saying hello is a good idea.
Ask them their stories.
You know,
help them to remember.
You know, our World War II vets are not going to be with us forever. Most of them are in their 80s, 70s, 80s, late 70s, 80s. We need to be able to, capture some of that. Say hello. Say thank you. Yeah. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to be discussing a few other things. Well, you know, a couple political things. You know, it's like what's going on in Louisiana. In fact, we just got an email. We got an email from one of our listeners who's on his way down there, who's putting his back into it to try and do something about this environmental disaster down in Louisiana. This is Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's Memorial Day, a time to honor the nation's war dead. Vice President Biden about to lay a wreath on the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. Not the president, he's in Illinois. So is Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Elwood.
Dave, extremely tight security here at the Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery southwest of Chicago. A crowd of more than 5,000 is expected to watch President Obama lay a wreath and make some remarks before heading back to the White House. He has been criticized by some vet groups for sending the vice president to lead the ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. Dave?
Now, Jennifer, the president's also monitoring an international incident. Israel's prime minister canceling tomorrow's trip to the White House after Israeli commandos raided 6 ships taking aid to Gaza, drawing angry responses across the Arab world. Thousands protesting in Turkey, where the aid came from. At least 10 pro-Palestinian activists dead in fighting they started. That's Israel's claim. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in the port city of Ashdod.
Dave, 5 of the 6 ships have been brought here to the port. According to Israeli military sources, the elite Shayeta 13 unit, the equivalent to U.S. Navy SEALs, rappelled down to the ship from their helicopter. The activists aboard the ship grabbed the ropes, tying them to the ship, trying to pull the whole helicopter down. The first commandos, they say, were armed with paintballs. Only after they were met with violence did soldiers with live fire land on the Turkish aid boat, the Marmar. It has yet to be towed back to the Ashdod port. Dave?
Courtney, oil keeps spilling into the Gulf, and as Louisiana's coast gets blackened, BP's planning another attempt to plug the leak, siphoning and containing it. Meanwhile, CEO Tony Hayward disputes some scientists' claims a huge underwater plume of oil has been found in the Gulf.
There's no evidence at the moment to suggest it's anything to do with dispersant or oil.
There's a disaster on land in Central America from Tropical Storm Agatha, the rain triggering floods and landslides, 99 dead. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey, remember walking barefoot on a bed of hot coals and racing through a briar patch to douse your flame-broiled foot in a pail of red-hot pepper juice? No? Well, maybe I was describing your last gout flare. That's pain you can't forget. But for information, you can go to gout.com and ask your doctor if there are better ways to fight for fewer flares by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. Over time, it could make gout flares an even more distant memory. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3, with triple points on airfare. By 2, with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over 1 million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is all on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
Memorial Day has also been observed in Afghanistan. Hundreds of U.S. troops at a ceremony at Bagram Airfield where a steel beam was unveiled from the Twin Towers destroyed on 9/11. The case against accused gunman Nidal Hassan goes to military court tomorrow, months after the massacre at Fort Hood in Texas.
Hassan is set to appear for what the military calls an Article 32 hearing, similar to a grand jury. But lawyer John Galligan says he hasn't received any of the evidence he's demanding. He charges the Army wants a quick conviction. They will avoid any real scrutiny of the case.
Maybe they just want to come down here, get it done, and go home.
Hassan faces the death penalty if convicted in the November rampage at Fort Hood, which left 13 people dead. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, Fox News Radio.
There's no action on Wall Street today with the long Memorial Day weekend, and overseas, most of the markets are pretty well flat. Ever played Quidditch? Of course not. It doesn't exist. Just something made up in Harry Potter books, right? Wrong.
A group of muggles has created the International Quidditch Association. That's the make-believe game of Harry Potter lore, the one where players fly around on broomsticks and whack a tiny ball. Hundreds of high school and college Quidditch teams held an exhibition match in New York City's Central Park. Now, Quidditch is sort of like soccer, but since the players don't have any magical powers and can't actually fly, they have to run around with broomsticks between their legs. It makes sense when you read the book. Well, sort of. In New York, Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
A man and a woman get a little too close to the wildlife at Alaska's Denali National Park. As they were backpacking Friday night, a grizzly bear came out of the trail and started charging at her, so he grabbed his gun and started firing at the bear, pumping 9 rounds with a .45 caliber. It ran back into the woods. Saturday, the bear found dead near the scene. Park officials determining if the shooting was justified. It's legal to carry firearms in the park, but not legal to shoot. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 8:06. It's Monday. It's Memorial Day. It's the 31st of May. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. You know, we just got an email from one of our listeners who calls in on a regular basis, John. John is heading down to Louisiana to put his back into it. You know, he's been very upset about this environmental disaster down in Louisiana. And from what I understand, I think it started April 28th, BP has just said the top kill doesn't work. The other stuff they were putting into the, I don't know, some kind of trash golf balls and everything, they're trying to slow it down. What the top kill method is pouring heavy mud, heavier than the oil, down into where the oil is flowing out, trying to contain the oil long enough to then throw in quick-drying cement, which then will cap it off. Well, it turns out that not only it didn't work, but it also, I think, contaminated the water, and people are getting sick over that. So what's the next plan? I think they're up to F now. And as BP says, the earliest they can do anything now is August. Now, we're pumping oil out of there at something, what did they say, 12 or 13,000 barrels a day, something like that. I mean, wow. And then we're going to have to check it out. And we're going to have we've got some calls already on the oil spill. We'll get to them in a second. Here's my question, though. I don't blame Obama for the oil spill because he wasn't there. His people had no oversight of it. In fact, the woman that takes care of all the oversight of oil drilling was fired or quit the day of a news conference. He didn't know anything about it. That was probably pretty embarrassing to him. I would have been really embarrassed if somebody had asked me, hey, the woman that's in charge of all this oil, offshore oil drilling, just got fired or she quit. What can you tell us about that? Well, I can't tell you anything really because nobody's told me. Well, you would think before you walk into the an arena of pit bulls, that somebody would have at least given you a sword. Anyway, so here we are into this. I think it's day 38 or day 48 on it. But starting tomorrow on the show, and we'll get away from this today after we have our phone caller. But starting tomorrow, we're going to kind of like recap the British Petroleum oil spill, the things that were done, the things that weren't done. And, including, to the point where, well, gosh, let's all go on vacation for a few days. And how about this? I think the governor of Louisiana is still asking for permission to put up dredges
to put up sandbars to try and hold the oil out, which it may be too late for a lot of it. It was on 100 miles of the coast. And now the hurricane season is starting. Guess what? It could spread it even more.
According to this email, John has contacted the Louisiana Governor's Emergency Cleanup Committee. And what he's doing, Carl, he's planning a working expedition to Louisiana beginning in mid-July, staying as long as needed. He's going to be enclosing a link. We'll put it on our webpage. Of course, this is the worst man-made ecological disaster of all time. And he's contacting them regarding ideas they may have for cleanup and providing assistance in any way we can. So for those of you who may have time or retired and want to do something that's, you know, taking an activist approach on doing something for the future of our world, this could possibly be something you could do.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning. You are on KCNR.
Good morning, folks.
Morning.
First of all, I'd like to God bless all the troops on this Memorial Day.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Now, I was wondering, this is maybe a far-fetched idea, but what if they took liquid nitrogen down towards that oil and released liquid nitrogen? Wouldn't that freeze the water around it?
Not at those pressures.
I don't think so at the pressures from what we're hearing. You know, they're not at 5,000 feet. And see, that's the problem, Jim, is that the environmentalists have pushed us off the coast from shallower drilling because they were afraid of a huge problem like this. But if they'd been at shallower levels, they could have done a lot of things to fix it immediately. At 5,000 feet, everything they're trying, because nobody has ever had to do it before.
Right.
Just isn't working. So
I just know that liquid nitrogen freezes stuff instantly. And I was just wondering if they released a bunch down, even though it's not far down, if it would freeze all the water around it. But it also
expands. I don't know. Maybe if they could put it right into it. But I don't know. I think that they've probably thought of something like that, I would think. I would hope. But
right. Well, I was just throwing that out there.
Well, you know what? It doesn't hurt. I think they've got ideas that, you know, what idea do you have, you know, to do this? And maybe putting, you know, pumping liquid nitrogen down in there would cause an instant freeze. I don't know.
Do you know who I could maybe throw this crazy idea out?
Well, I think that email we just got, didn't John have something on there about being able to go to Louisiana?
It's go. He's got down a gohsep.la.gov/oilspill.
Got it.
.aspx.
And we'll put that up on the site later today,
And that's contacting Louisiana Governor's Emergency Cleanup Committee.
Awesome. Thanks.
They're looking for all ideas, anything.
Well, you know what my idea is? Is you know that killer whale that killed that woman?
Give it a chance.
Give it a chance. Give it a cap. Put it in its mouth. Dive down 5,000 feet and nail it. You know, and then he can redeem himself. You know, of course, he probably will never come back alive. But
that's about as crazy
an
idea as mine.
No, yours sound like it's scientific. Mine is just, you know, BS. Okay, thanks a lot, Jim.
Thanks.
You bet. Hey, we got to take a break here. But what? You don't think that might work? The whale go down there and sacrifice itself? Well, how about the environmental, the EPA guy? How about if he goes down there and sacrifices himself? Why doesn't he throw himself on the beach and roll around in the oil until he looks like one of those birds? And maybe he'll get an idea about it. You know, Obama's walking along the beach in his shirt sleeves, and BP hired these extra people to help clean it up a little bit. And he's down there, and he's poking these little oil things. I'm going, no, President Obama, you're missing the whole point. What you have to do is go over in the marshes that your Corps of Engineers have not given the people of Louisiana permission to save. We'll roll around there in those shrimp beds. Oh, guess what? All those shrimp beds are gone. You can't fix that. You can't clean the marshes out. They're dead. They're just dead. It's just going to take years and years for it to build back. The only way you're going to save it is to keep it out of there. Your people still haven't given permission to do that. They still don't know what they're doing. Who's in charge? Who's in charge of this? BP? Shouldn't we be able to put... There's 17 other countries that volunteered their ideas and their equipment. We didn't even accept all of them. I think we only accepted two of them. How come we didn't catch... You know, it seemed like it was working when we were setting it on fire. Why'd we stop? I'm just wondering. And how about scooping it up? Didn't we do that out on the Exxon Valdez? Didn't we do that over in the North Seas?
You're scooping it up. There's some reason we didn't do that. Now we've got an oil slick that's bigger than Maryland, Dover, and probably Delaware at this point. Who knows? It might be the size of Texas before it's over. And what are we doing? What's our president doing? What's our Congress doing? No. Yeah, that's right. They're not doing anything. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, MacGregor Scott, former Shasta County DA and former U.S. attorney appointed by George W. Bush.
I worked for nearly two decades as a prosecutor here in California as the district attorney and a U.S. attorney. One thing I learned is that the most important traits of a good DA are integrity and judgment. That's why I am joined by every former living DA of Shasta County and more than 30 former prosecutors of this county in endorsing Steve Carlton for DA. It's time for a change in the DA's office, and Steve Carlton is that change.
And here's Joe Gazzigli, a respected Shasta County attorney for almost 40 years and a former deputy DA.
I know very strongly how, with the stroke of a pen, the district attorney can change a person's life, the life of a mother, a child, or maybe even you and me. Therefore, I'm asking you to seize the opportunity to set things right again in the DA's office, to vote for Steve Carlton for district attorney.
Paid for by the committee to elect Steve Carlton district attorney.
I'm Steve Carlton, and I approve this message.
For more information, go to votestevecarltonda.com.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen 2010.
The liberal politicians in Sacramento have a plan to end California's two-thirds vote requirement to raise taxes, and Assemblyman Jim Nielsen is fighting them every step of the way. I'm John Kupal, president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. The message of the Tea Party movement across California is that government is too big and it spends far too much. Safeguarding the two-thirds vote, an important part of Proposition 13, is the strongest tool taxpayers have for reining in government spending. Howard Jarvis championed this message 30 years ago, and you know who was standing right by his side? Jim Nielsen, a true fiscal conservative. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen represents just the kind of responsible leadership California taxpayers urgently need in Sacramento. Please join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association Political Action Committee in supporting Jim Nielsen for State Assembly.
You've seen it on TV. Now see it at the As Seen on TV store. Hundreds of As Seen on TV items. New products coming in every week, but wait, there's more. Every week a different special. This week's special is a super cool back support. Regularly one for $9.95, this week three for $9.95. Why pay shipping and handling? Take it home and enjoy it today.
The As Seen on TV store, located at 1746 Churn Creek Road behind Dairy Queen, and in Chico at 208 West East Avenue. Custom Auto Detailing wants to help get your vehicle ready for summer. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail package. Custom Auto Detailing is your one-stop shop for all your cleaning needs. They specialize in cars, boats, and RVs. You can get your vehicle washed and waxed on the outside, detailed on the inside, or both. Custom Auto Detailing has been in business for 17 years and provides excellent quality service. Come in now and get $20 off their complete detail service. Custom Auto Detailing is located at 1180 Industrial Street, just behind the grocery outlet, or call 243-95.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Memorial Day. It's 8:17 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Botter. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Jacob Ramsey, 20. Matthew K.S. Swanson, 20. Jacob Tovez, 27. Joshua R. Townsend, 30. Marcus A. Tynes, 19. Tyler Walsh, 21. Tyler was from Shasta. Jonathan D. Welch, 19. Your Belinda. Joshua R. Whittle, Downey Edgbees Wolf, 24. Brian Wolverton, 21. And as I said to you earlier, we just got the word that Staff Sergeant Adam Perkins, United States Marine Corps, killed in action, 5/17/2010. These are people that lost their lives in Afghanistan since the beginning. Over 1,000 now have been killed in Afghanistan. This year, I believe, in Iraq, 34. Nothing like the numbers that we used to post out there or run into. Hey, our guest, who understands this just as well as anybody does, Senior Chief.
Good morning.
Rob Burrows.
Who is Veteran of the Year.
Last year, yes.
And I want to say congratulations to Carl. I understand that you received the award this year for 2010.
Well, thank you. What I'm doing, first of all, I was just kind of knocked, back by it. Because there's so many other people that deserve this. And so I will be representative for them. And then next year, somebody else can stand there. Because it's kind of like you stand there for everybody, for every veteran. It's not a one-person thing. You're kind of representing the North State of all the great people up here. I mean, how can you pick one out, like that? I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Well, it's a veterans advocate position. I mean, you are the advocate for all of the veterans, and you have that opportunity to represent them.
That's right. And I hope this has something. It swings just a little power that we can walk in there and say, hey, look, this is what we want. This is what the veterans need. We've got the veterans home. Groundbreaking. And this is one of the things you wanted to talk about this morning.
Absolutely. When I was on when we started to do the committee meeting, we wanted to find out, well, was there a way that we can go ahead and preserve this groundbreaking for the new veterans home out there off Knighton Road and I-5? And I said, absolutely. Unfortunately, I'm working with RCAC, which is Reading Community Access, and I went ahead and set up a deal with them so that we could go ahead and film the veterans groundbreaking from four different camera sites. And then I went ahead and produced and directed a program, the Northern California Veterans Museum Presents, the Reading Groundbreaking for the New Veterans Home. And it will be playing tonight on cable channel 11 at 6 and at 8 o'clock tonight. And it is a tribute to the groundbreaking, the committee, everybody that's involved, and being able to tell the story. And so also Channel 9 will be playing it between now and July. And then also Fox News or Fox TV out of Chico. They'll be playing it again also. So
well, that's
getting
great.
Good coverage because it's about
it's
all
huge.
Of our veterans in the North State.
Yeah,
the story needs to be told.
It does. I tell you what, people don't realize how big this veterans
labor,
home is.
Labor of love for you to put
together.
It was
26 acres. It's gonna house 155 beds.
150, I think.
150, okay, 150. It's going to have an Alzheimer's unit. It's going to have a little parade deck. That was one of my favorite things. I thought it was a little, was it like a little parade deck or a little drill field?
Well, it's for ceremonies and things like that. I mean, they need to have that.
Can you see those World War II veterans out there marching around? I mean, I can see that. I think it's kind of cool. The old DI, there's sailors there going, trying to march, but he's got a coffee cup in his hand, which is, senior chiefs do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Master chiefs.
Master chiefs. Okay, so, but Rob, you are head of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. This is your baby, the museum.
I don't want to interrupt because you're absolutely right, but let's take a quick break because we want to really get into this one.
Okay.
Okay? Sorry to do that.
We'll be back right after these messages.
That's right. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Shasta County residents deserve honesty, integrity, and accountability from all their public servants. With proven leadership skills, experience, and fiscal responsibility, Les Baugh is again the right person for County Supervisor District 5. He brings his continued commitment to serve Shasta County on a full-time basis.
My name is Les Baugh. Listening to you, I helped stop Tank, fought Forest Service road closures, helped push back unneeded septic tank fees, and spoke out as your public voice. I have helped across my district with everything from business expansion to fire suppression. I work tirelessly to help all residents of Shasta County. When reelected, I will continue to promote community, public safety, jobs, and business with a proven commitment to responsible financial management. I work for you, and I'm available. My personal cell is 941-4748. I would sincerely appreciate your vote on June 8. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Les Baugh, County Supervisor, District 5, 2010.
Hi, I'm Shasta County District Attorney Jerry Benito. I work for you, the citizens of Shasta County, not criminal defense attorneys. That is why I'm supported and endorsed by the associations that represent all the major law enforcement agencies in our county. That includes Shasta County Deputy Sheriffs, Reading Police Officers, and Anderson Police Officers. I am also supported by all current Shasta County prosecutors and Sheriff Tom Basenko.
As Shasta County Sheriff, I have worked closely with Jerry Benito over the past 4 years. The position of DA requires difficult decisions, and Jerry's experience, dedication, and judgment have proven him to be the right man for the job. These are difficult times, and keeping the citizens of Shasta County safe should be the concern of every voter. Join me in voting to re-elect Jerry Bonito, Shasta County District Attorney, on June 8th.
We live in one of the most beautiful counties in the country. Help keep safety a priority. Retain Jerry Bonito, Shasta County DA. Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect Jerry Bonito, Shasta County District Attorney.
Taxpayers are overburdened. Sales tax, gas tax, income tax, federal tax, state tax, and property taxes.
Hi, this is retired Shasta County Supervisor Trish Clark. I have known and worked with Ron Largent for many years and find him to be a man with a passion, drive, and desire to serve the residents of Shasta County. Ron's leadership experience in private business and conservative belief in limited government will ensure a proactive commitment and voice for all the property owners of our county. That is why I am voting for Ron Largent for County Assessor Recorder.
My name is Ron Largent. Is your property overassessed? Are you paying too much in property taxes? I have a plan to take immediate action when elected Shasta County Assessor Recorder. The state of California provides for a temporary reduction of your assessed property values during times of market decline. It's your tax dollars, and I want to provide fair representation for all Shasta County taxpayers. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Assessor on June 8th. Thank you.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Ron Largent, 2010.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl on the Bot on KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Our phone line is here, 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Our guest is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, who last year's North State Veteran of the Year and has done so much. In fact, you're very busy today because you've got like four different services. Is that right, Rob?
Yes, I'll be busy all day long today.
And people that don't know this, and you wouldn't really know it unless you listen to the show, is that Rob and I were in Fallujah together. Few years ago, 2006, 2007.
In the thick of it.
I remember. Go ahead.
Oh, it was just, Rob was with the Seabees. And I tell you, Marines love Seabees. They were out there building the berms around us.
I remember when you first, both of you first got back, and you were at a function at the United Way, and you both were in your utilities and rose the flag. I have pictures of that. And I didn't know you at that point. You know, you had just come back and you've been on the show, Free Fire Radio, and I've just watched what you and your lovely wife have done. You have just I completely submerged yourself into a mission here called the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. I'm looking at the plans right now, not just the rendering, but the full-on plans. And I didn't realize to this very moment, we're talking about 15 acres here. We're talking about, an IMAX theater and places for planes. And so tell us more about this.
Well, the original concept pretty much came to me when I was actually at the beginning of the war in 2003 in Iraq. We sing the national anthem all the time, but when you're in the middle of battle and you see the rockets' red glare and the Scud missiles coming in and the artillery going out and the aircraft taking off, the enemy action coming and going both directions, it brings to heart. It just brings everything that you've ever thought or been taught or anything else about. It just solidifies it in your soul and your heart and your mind. And so... seeing the sacrifice that I saw over there in 2003 gave me this idea that we need to have something like this in the North State. We just don't have anything. And after going back again in 06 and 07, it was just it just became inundated in my soul that we really need to have something like this in our North State. Carl just said that you're just 34 in Iraq. Right now, we were losing 34 guys a day in Iraq when we were there. And one of the things that really instilled it so heavily on me was we were in Baghdad and dispersing, getting our paychecks, and they're playing this week on David Brinkley or Stephanopoulos on Sunday, and they were reading the names off on the end of the program, 29 names. They're reading those tonight, and those names, those are the guys who were killed that week while we were there. They were killed around us, in the convoys ahead of us, and the convoys behind us, and in the action. And so it was like, just so such a heavy reality issue that we need to have something to tell the story. And this is about telling that veteran story.
And it's not just about the Iraq War. It's every war.
Exactly.
You have material ranging from, what, the Spanish-American War? Or
well, even
World
from
war
our
I?
Revolutionary War.
Revolutionary War. You have material all the way from there. And this is, at first it was going to be kind of a Shasta County. Now it's the North State, and who knows, maybe, or it's Northern California now, which is what it should be. You have so much material, and people need to have this. And it's not for people like me, like you, like Bob McIntosh, not for Commander Jim Gibson or John Kleckner or Greg Rapp, you know, all great veterans, everybody who is, you know, out there helping, Dave Lanford. I can just go on and on and on. It's for our kids.
It's exactly right.
It's for our kids and our grandkids.
It's for our
because
future.
They walk out. They need to see this. They need to see what happened. They need to see what went before them for these sacrifices. I heard one of the politicians say the other day, on the VA groundbreaking, I don't know if you heard this part, where he said his kids weren't veterans, nor were they going to be, nor were his grandkids. I couldn't believe he actually said this.
This is Lieutenant Governor Maldonado.
Maldonado. Absolutely right. He said this in front of all these veterans.
So you heard the same thing.
You heard same thing.
No,
I thought maybe it was just me.
No, it'll be on the program tonight.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
He said that his kids would never be veterans, yet he's more than willing to get out there and get his picture taken in front of the VA groundbreaking, you know, the VA homes groundbreaking. As far as I'm concerned, he's a lowlife. Anyway, but I don't want to take away from what we're doing here. It's that this is for the kids and for our kids, our grandkids, so they can see what happened before them and see the heroism of this country.
Well, we're losing it so fast as far as all of these archivable items and the stories. And when they're gone, they're gone.
Our guest is Rob Burrows. We are going to take a quick break, you know, for Fox News. But when we get back, let's talk more about the program that you produced, directed, put together, shot. I'm so excited about that. It's playing a couple times tonight. It's going to be playing over a span of time. We're going to come back about that.
And we can DVR that, too.
Absolutely. Oh. It's about TiVo. Okay, yeah. This is Carla Linda Vaught. Our guest is Rob Burrows. And they're saying stretch.
One of the things, too, we want to talk about besides the show tonight is going back to this and, you know, where you want to put the Heritage Museum, how it's right outside the airport. We want to talk about that a little bit too. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lisa Lissera. A deadly incident off the coast of Israel. Israeli soldiers storm aid ships carrying supplies to Gaza after they say they were attacked. But Gaza activists say they didn't start the fighting. Reaction coming in from around the globe.
In the streets in several Arab capitals.
And what they did, they died.
Demonstrators denouncing Israel. Some protesters tried to storm Israel's consulate in Istanbul. Turkey's government called Israel's sea assault piracy.
Fox Radio's Alistair Wanklin.
The European Union's senior diplomat demanding answers.
There should be an immediate inquiry by Israel.
EU High Representative Catherine Ashton. France condemned what it called disproportionate violence. The UN Secretary General says he personally is shocked by what happened.
The White House issuing a statement saying it regrets the loss of life and injuries. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceling tomorrow's planned visit to the White House. This is a Fox News alert.
Whatever your reason for shopping Kent's Meats and Groceries in Airport Road, whether for their Prather Ranch certified natural USDA inspected choice beef grown with no hormones or antibiotics, locally grown regular and organic produce, or Kathy's Deli sandwiches, salads, and specialty deli items made fresh daily, now there is a whole other reason to shop at Kent's. Check out the new deli case full of specially imported and domestic cheeses and Kent's own fresh made smoked old fashioned franks and sausages, including cheddarwurst, jalapeno, bratwurst, linguica, Cajun style, and beef stick snacks. The selection is, well, just plain terrific. At Kent's, they cure and smoke their own ham, bacon, and beef jerky. If you're checking out the deli case in the meat counter and don't know what you want, just ask. The great folks at Kent's Meats will be glad to cut and wrap to your special order. After all, that's what Kent's Meats and Groceries are all about. You, the customer. Kent's staff is there to serve you 7 days a week. Meat, produce, grocery items, spirits, libations, gas, diesel, and propane. You'll find it all at Kent's Meats and Grocery and Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. 1 mile south of the Reading Airport on Airport Road.
Government is out of control, and the current career politicians are destroying the future of America. Now is the time to replace local, unqualified career politicians with old-fashioned qualified statesmen. Now is the time to vote Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor. Randall is not a career politician. He's an honest, concerned military veteran and certified public accountant. fully qualified to oversee the government spending of your hard-earned tax dollars. The current auditor has no college degree in any subject and an 86% employee turnover rate in just the past 3 years. This lack of competent leadership in the auditor's office is expensive and ineffective. The taxpayers of Shasta County deserve better.
My name is Randall Faulkner, and I'm a certified public accountant with a Bachelor of Science degree in accounting and 30 years experience, including 6 years auditing for fraud with the Department of Defense. I'm asking for your vote for Shasta County Auditor on June 8th.
Paid for by Citizens for Responsible Government. Randall Faulkner for Shasta County Auditor 2010.
Hey, this is Carl Bott. After our show, Linda and I enjoy going to breakfast, and our favorite place to dine is Country Kitchen. Lynn and Charlie Moss have owned Country Kitchen for 17 years, and this expertise is evident in great food and service. Build your own omelet, of course. Homemade soups, every day, with fresh ingredients. Country Kitchen has its own on-premise bakery, and the quality is so delicious. And now, Country Kitchen has just remodeled. The result? Incredible. Country Kitchen offers outstanding food, great service, fair prices, and a friendly atmosphere. What else could you ask for?
Country Kitchen is open every day from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., located at 1099 Hilltop Drive, just north of Macy's. I don't know, Carl. I'm getting hungry. How about we go over there and try Eggs Benedict, or how about my favorite, a club sandwich? Let's go to Country Kitchen.
Hop in the truck, hon. We're on our way. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's Memorial Day. It's 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. True Patriots, Joe and Shelley are true patriots. Finest walk-in humidor in the North State, Espresso Joe's. They've got it all there. They are patriots. They support our veterans. They support the missions that are going on. They support our homeless veterans. Even, there's not as many as some people seem to think. They do food drives. It's Joe and Shelley, Tobacco and Brew. You know what? Just go down and just say, hey, thank you for the things they do in this community. Tobacco and Brew is so much more than just a tobacco emporium. Our guest is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, who's building.
Absolutely, that's what CBs do. CBs build.
How many acres here? 16 acres? Proposed
17 acres is what we're going to go back to the city council and
now
ask
which
for.
One of those is Free Fire Media's parking spot? And how much is that going to cost?
Well, you'll have a monthly fee. A monthly donation, a little brass plaque there.
You know, yeah, monthly donation.
According to this master plan here, I see that the total building is 40,500 square feet.
Yes, that's correct. And actually, that'll vary again as we get closer to the final drawings.
There's a live hangar. There's a IMAX theater. There's, of course, the memorial walls and. By the way, it's a beautiful master site plan.
Well, we've been working with Shelley Kibler at Kibler & Kibler, and she's been doing a fantastic job working with us. She's a real professional, and they just do outstanding work over there. And she's just she's been helping us with the labor of love with their organization at this time frame. And so we just couldn't be happier with the results and what we've been able to come up with at this time.
Now you're going to have aircraft there. And I already know that you've had tanks donated already.
Well,
I'd like to know is when you're going to move that Abrams out from in front of my house, Rob.
Well, we'll leave it there as long as you want it, and then we'll bring it on in.
As long as I can keep turning that turret, it just really does keeps the
maybe it'll keep the riffraff from down the street dealing drugs.
Yeah, the guys from down the street, I just kind of they see me laze them down there, and they kind of stop. So. Anyway, you've got an Abrams tank. I'm not kidding.
We have just did a site visit out at the Sierra Army Depot there at Herlong, and have been working with their site administrator there, and we have a whole list of items that we'll be drawing from there. Unfortunately, it's only 4 hours from here, and so it's a real great opportunity. The assets are just over the Sierra Nevada from us, and as we start putting this facility together, they'll be being trucked this direction. We already have volunteers that have volunteered to move those assets. And so once we start getting the first phase together, which will be the Veterans Park, those items will be brought in and they'll be placed for the Veterans Park.
What's your projection date?
We, right now, are very aggressive on our projection date. We're looking at 24 months to groundbreaking for the first phase.
Okay. Now, what about aircraft? You're talking about aircraft coming in.
We've been working with Pensacola Naval Air Station, which controls all the Marine Corps naval assets for aviation And so we've submitted our application to them, and we're waiting for final approval for them. And we have a list of about 26 aircraft to choose from. And so a lot of it will be availability and where they are around the states and what it's going to take for us to go get them and bring them here.
Oh, I'm sure that we can find ways of doing that.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, and people want to really be involved, but they want some hands-on. And so this is going to give us that hands-on. Once we start getting the vehicles here and the aircraft here and people actually see this, it's happening, they'll just be really enthusiastic about being a part.
There's an hour program you put together. What's entitled, and when does it play again?
The program that we've put together is called the Reading Veterans Home Groundbreaking. It's sponsored by the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. I had the opportunity to produce and direct it. And it'll be playing tonight on Channel 11 at 6 o'clock and then again at 8 o'clock. And we will, once it's aired and played, we'll also have copies for this. If people are interested in getting a copy, they can actually go to RCAC, Channel 11 over off of East Side Road. They're at South Bonneview and 273. And for a donation of $20, $10 goes to RCAC for their services and $10 goes to the museum. It's all a donation. But it's what it is it's giving us an opportunity as the museum in this area to help preserve these veterans' actions that are going on in our community. If we hadn't done it, there just wouldn't have been a program or anything out there for this. And so there's a void. And so we're stepping up and we're helping to fill that void to help preserve the storyline of this veterans' home. And then as other events happen in our community, we're going to be putting together other programs sponsored by the museum also. It's an educational opportunity, and that's what the museum is all about, is preserving and educating our community, regardless of whether it's young or old.
Well, you know, I tell you what, it's a great effort. Both the, you know, Senator Johansson and Molly Wilson, everybody that had something to do with this, Senator Onnestad would help shepherd it through. And he's the first one to tell you he didn't have a whole lot to do with it, but he was able to help watch the money stay there. You know, it was something that was very, I don't know if it was surprising. I guess it was Arnold when he was here. You know, Schwarzenegger gets up. And he appeared animated the rest of the time. He sat there, and I thought, you know, they haven't turned him on yet. You know, he's got that really deep tan and really dark glasses, and he sits there. And he's got a really long face, too. Did you ever notice that?
Yeah, you'll see it on the close-ups.
Anyway, he wasn't saying anything. He wasn't moving. And then when he got up and started talking about these veterans' homes, he promised. He said when he first came in, one of the things he wanted to do, he promised that he was going to make a effort. He said he was going to build five homes while he was governor, or at least start them. And he did it. He did it. Even though the L.A. home overran by $200 million, whatever it was, which doesn't surprise me. But he had a groundbreaking on Wednesday.
Fresno.
In Fresno, and then one up there at Reading, you know, on that Friday. So they're getting started. You know, he carried through on that promise. And he said he's not finished with this. Even when he's out of office, he's going to check on it. I don't know what he could do. I mean, hell, he could probably pay for it himself.
Probably.
But, you know, if you wanted to. But it's the part that he did. Because he said, one of the things he said, and I know you captured this, at least I hope you did, was this country has given him so much. And so much of it, you know, that he has, that was given to him was because of veterans. Veterans that fought and died for this country. That made this country free and made it so that people could come over here and become successful. People that came here legally and joined our society could become successful.
Especially as an immigrant, he really appreciates it.
Absolutely. Let's go to the phones here. Terry, you're on line 4.
Hey, Carl, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing fine.
Good. Just wanted to remind people tonight that at Bonneview Baptist Church at 6 o'clock, the Reading Tea Party is meeting, as we always do on Monday night, and our speakers are Charlie Schopp, who's running against Jim Nielsen, and a guy named Carl Bott, who we're excited about. And, you know, one other thing I wanted to bring up, the other day when I talked to you, we had talked about how the president sort of snubbed Arlington. I guess there's no better word for it, or maybe that's too kind of a word. But what you just said about our veterans and our soldiers and our boys overseas, to me, that's just intolerable. You know, it's something to where I don't know how much more disrespect that he can show our armed services.
Well, there's, you know, there's a lot of things that's happened under this administration that are a little strange. And The fact is that he has done four or five things that I found very strange. We're going to talk about them, probably tonight. But on the other hand, he has given more money, put more money into the VA than any other president has in decades, and that's a plus on it. But he has done things that you look at it and you look at it as a slap at the military, and the military doesn't appreciate it. At least the ones that I've talked to. Of course, I haven't talked to all of them, but it's the ones that get together and discuss what goes on are a little bit upset. Anyway, Terry, there's a lot of things going on tonight. The Tea Party's one. There's also at IGO at that time, and there's others going on today. So everybody should have a chance to stand out there and attend the memorial service. So
absolutely.
Hey, thanks a lot, Terry, for your phone call.
All right, pal.
Got to take a break here. This is Carla Lindabad here on Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Rob Burrows. We'll be back taking your calls, your thoughts, 605-4567. We'll see you after these messages.
Furniture for life, Huber Furniture.
It's colossal. It's huge. It's mammoth. It's 5 days only, the Mammoth Memorial Day markdown sale at Kubler's Furniture. 15% off most everything on display and everything in the warehouse, and savings up to 45%. You'll save another 5% for cash and another 5% when you haul. Add up the savings, and it's mammoth. It's a great time to buy and save on name brands like Broyhill. Plus, when you spend, you can get a free HD TV, a 19-inch TV when you spend $19.99, a free 32-inch HD TV when you spend $29.99, and a free 42-inch TV when you spend $3,999 or more. The Mammoth Memorial Day Markdown Sale at Kubler's Furniture. It's time to save, but it's for 5 days only now through Memorial Day.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life. The sale is going on now through Monday at Kubler's Furniture on Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center.
The politicians in Sacramento don't understand our part of California. Or maybe they do and just don't care. Doug LaMalfa is running for state senate, and that's good news for North State voters. You see, unlike the lawyers and lobbyists at the Capitol, Doug LaMalfa is one of us. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug and his people have been working the land in these parts for 80 years. Doug understands the damage Sacramento politicians do to our local economy every time they pass bad budgets, raise taxes, or enact new regulations. We won't fix things unless we elect leaders who share our values, leaders who won't compromise on important things. We can send a message to Sacramento by sending the right person to the Senate, Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, the only candidate for state senate to earn that honor. That says a lot right there.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hello, I'm Chris Young, candidate for Supervisor District 5. I am running to provide Shasta County the one thing lacking on the Board of Supervisors, strong leadership. I will prioritize funding for county law enforcement. I will actively pursue job development in Shasta County. I will stand against the use of eminent domain, and I will insist that government learn to live on a tighter budget. If these issues are also important to you, please vote Young, Chris Young, Supervisor District 5. I'm Chris Young, and I approve this message. Thank you.
Hey, Rachel, did you hear about TehamaTradingPost.com?
I just heard about them on the radio. Did you go to their website?
Yes, I did. It's awesome. You can sell just about anything you want, from autos to real estate.
So it's free online classifieds?
Yes, and TehamaTradingPost.com has coupons for local merchants, and you can view the website from your cell phone.
Dad, can I post ads for new employees?
Yes, you can, and that's free also.
Dad, thanks for recommending TehamaTradingPost.com. I sold my boat, and I was able to buy a new car and find an apartment for our two new employees.
TehamaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. What's the matter there, Bad Bob? That grab you? It's Carl in the bot. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. It's Memorial Day, and it is 8:48. You know, we're having a good time with this. We got, Senior Chief Rob Burrows here. It was last year's North State Veteran of the Year, but he's done so much more now. He's done a video of the groundbreaking for our veterans home.
Veterans home, yes.
And it's going to play twice tonight.
Yes.
Right? And it's at 6.
And at 8. 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock.
6 o'clock and 8
cable
o'clock.
Channel 11.
Yeah, on Channel 11. That's our local channel. And you can...
Upcoming shows on Channel 9.
Yes, we spoke with them, and we're going to be getting some slots between now and July 4th for the program also on Channel 9.
Well, you got to make sure you let us know so we can let everybody know and put it out on the website. Hey, let's go to the phones. We have Mike. Mike with the Lions Club. I'm going to talk Big Flag.
Hello, Mike.
Mike, you're on. Mike, you're on. Hello.
Hello, it's Mike.
Yeah, Mike, you're on.
Good day. Mike Ferrier with the Enterprise Lions Club.
Yeah.
I understand you've had some questions about the giant flag being down today, and of course it is Memorial Day. The protocol for the flag on Memorial Day is to go down to half staff at sunrise and back up at noon. We recognize in the morning all of the efforts of the veterans that have given their all to their country, and in the afternoon we celebrate the freedom that they've given us.
That's great, Mike. I tell you what, you all do so much. I mean, Mike, I see you at so many other functions too, but the big flag that the Lions do is so memorable, and it's so much work and efforts put into it. We can't thank you enough for that.
It truly is our honor, and I might say that giant flag is there to commemorate all those that give service to their country, whether it be police, firefighters, military, anybody that's out there giving their efforts to make it better for all the rest of us.
Well, you know, you're right. The the thing about on the military, and we've said this so many times, it's even if it's reserves or National Guard, or, you know, because they're all playing in the sandboxes now. When they sign up, they write a check with their name on it, and you just hope it never gets cashed. So, and they're all heroes, and we are so proud of our veterans, and this is such a good day to remember them, and to go out and to attend one of the functions that goes on. We're going to talk about that more, or about that later on after our next break. But Mike, thank you so much with the Lions for everything you do.
Thank you, Carl. You have a great day.
You bet. See you later. I'm sure of something.
Very soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. This is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Carlton.
I've been asked to return as Shasta County District Attorney to ensure justice for all. Guilty people are not being charged depending on who they are or on their connections, while innocent people are being prosecuted.
Indeed, the Reading Record Searchlight has endorsed Steve Carlton for district attorney, saying the current DA, Jerry Benito, has lost the confidence of Shasta County. Steve?
I fixed our DA's office once before, and if you honor me with your vote, I will work tirelessly to restore the office of your district attorney to one of excellence.
Steve Carlton, the experience, judgment, and integrity to get the job done. Done right. In the words of longtime Sheriff Jim Pope,
please join me in voting for Steve Carlton for District Attorney.
This message paid for by the committee to elect Steve Carlton District Attorney. For more information, go to votestevecarltonda.com. Justice for all.
Rick Keene isn't another self-serving Sacramento insider who views your tax dollars as political favors to be handed out. He's part of the Republican leadership team that rolled back the $38 billion Gray-Davis budget deficit. Rick is a tough-minded conservative who will stand up to the liberals to stop billions from being wasted on illegal immigration.
I'm sick and tired of politicians talking tough on illegal immigration. Doing nothing is the same as granting amnesty. That's why I authored a measure to impose stiff fines on employers who knowingly hire illegal immigrants, and push to require background checks to catch illegal immigrant criminals and get them out of our country.
Rick Keene, endorsed by Congressman Tom McClintock and Senator Sam Onestad. Rick Keene for Senate, a real conservative to clean up the mess in Sacramento.
Paid for by Friends of Rick Keene for Senate, 2010.
He was the biggest man I had ever seen. He was well over 7 foot tall. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Believe it or not, he said, I drove up from Hollywood. No one in Southern California can figure out why my car pulls to the left, and the guys at the movie studio said they had heard Coachmaster specializes in wheel alignment problems. As I got into the car for a test drive, I noticed he had the seat position altered. I could hardly reach the pedals. It felt like the movie The Incredible Shrinking Man. There's one principle that is often missed in wheel alignment, and that is to consider the weight of the driver. I estimated his weight at over 350 pounds. I put weights in the front floorboards and then realigned the car. He test drove the car and said it was perfect. That was good, because he played a monster in the movies. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is Carl on the bottom, KCNR 1460.
I think we're going to hit the 12 o'clock noon memorial. Absolutely, and that's at the Reading Cemetery. I'll tell you really quickly about your observances today. 10 a.m., Longcrest Chapel and Memorial Park. 1045 Anderson Cemetery.
That's on Cemetery Road there.
Noon, Reading Memorial Park. That's that Continental Street in Reading. And at 555 Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. So I think we're going to take the Harley this year to the noon.
To the noon. And by the way, if you come by our studio out here at 1326 Market Street, you'll see flags. You see American flags all down the sidewalk. That's our sister station's baby, Mike Quinn. He puts them up every Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And he actually was fighting with the city one time that wanted him to put them down. And he said, give me your name so I can tell everybody on the radio today that I had a member of the Reading City, planners or whoever does these things tell me to take down these flags. And the guy changed his mind, as he should.
By the way, if you're just tuning in, go up into your attic, go to your basement, go to your closet, wherever that flag is, and fly it today. I want to see flags flying in front of your house. What happened to the days when everybody was flying flags?
And you know, 9/11, whatever happened after 9/11? You know, what's happened to us? You know, we got two wars going on, my friends.
Complacency kills.
And, you know, we've been attacked. In case nobody remembers this, we've been attacked twice this year. Well, you know, the Christmas bomber, and where they tried to take down the plane, and then the guy in New York City. The only reason we didn't have horrific losses of life is because it didn't work. It's not because they didn't try. So, you know, you can't forget.
There were warnings.
You know, it's the type of thing, if you get complacent, they're going to have another one of those happen. And we've got men and women in harm's way right now. You know, Patton said it once. He says, don't celebrate the dead. Thank God for the people like that that fought, that we have people like that that fought and died for this country. And I paraphrase what he said, and he's right. You know, this is a day, though, to give, you know, kind of remember that, to remember our fallen. And
those who are serving.
And those who are serving, yes. And
absolutely,
this is the day you thank those veterans. It's not just on Veterans Day, it's every day. And I don't know if you've ever seen a young man or young woman in uniform. If you just go up to them and say thank you, the look on their face. And by the way, I saw it again this weekend, Taking Chance. Hey, let's go to the phones here. Hey, I understand you're calling from Las Vegas.
This is Bro from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, Bro.
And Carl and lovely Linda.
Well, you know, I talked about you already today with the Dennis Hopper dying, and how you and I rerode the American or the Easy Rider trail.
We did. I think, like you said yesterday, we were not doing 25 miles an hour when we crossed the Colorado Bridge. I think it was more like 85.
Well, we had to get across the bridge into another state at that point, if I remember right, back in our younger days.
We were heading over to Winslow, Arizona.
And then we stood on the corner.
On the corner.
They were standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona.
I've seen that picture, by the way.
And I was standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona. This is after Pat tried to kill me with when we were getting into rain. He said, I have rain gear, and he gave me a poncho from...
I was pretty cheap back then, so I stopped in Walmart and bought some plastic black bags.
Yeah, well, what it was is...
out of them and the arms out of them, in case we ran into inclement weather. We would throw these plastic bags on. So we're cruising down the highway, and Carl's ahead of me about probably 100 yards, and next thing I know, his poncho gets caught in his axle and starts to rhino on his ass and almost pulls him off the bike.
It did. It felt like somebody had me around the throat.
I'm flashing my lights and honking my horn, but I couldn't do any good because I was, like I said, 100 yards behind him. We almost died that day because he would have fallen off and I would have run over him.
And then that evening, as we sat there, nobody said a word. I just took a knife and just cut the remains of my poncho out of my axle, and I looked like I was wearing a bib at that point. By the time I got it stopped, so I pulled that off, did it, and we stopped that night. And and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and we started laughing because we should have been dead. Anyway,
that's right.
Hey, bro.
You can never repeat in life.
No, you can't. Hey, bro, we've ridden so many thousand miles together.
Amen. And more to come.
More to come. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Hey, thanks to all the veterans, too, for boys and girls that made their ultimate sacrifice for our country. We just lost a friend, Captain Gary Moorhead, with U.S. Air Force. He just died with cancer last week.
Mm-hmm.
62 years of age. I worked with him for 30 years in construction development. And he left a wife and two young children. So they did a flyover at the Veterans Cemetery for him on Monday. Dallas Air Force Base did so.
Well
loved, and he will be remembered.
Well, bro, thanks for calling.
You bet.
And give the family hugs for us, and we'll be seeing you soon.
We'll do.
Your call means
right,
a lot,
you
Pat. Thanks.
All right, take care, bro.
Talk to you later.
All right.
We're running towards the end of the program here, and Rob Burrows, again, we thank you for your service and all that you're doing with your heart and soul for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Well, it's our privilege and our honor to remember these men and women. And just real quick, one of our real heroes died this week, John Finn, who was a Congressional Medal of Honor awardee, passed away this week at 99 years old. And they'll be having his services this week. And a true hero, the first Congressional Medal of Honor awardee at Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
And I had the privilege of meeting him when I came back from Iraq. So,
this is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. And you know, the good guys are the ones we're remembering today.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, Elisa Brady. America's war dead honored at Arlington National Cemetery. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live at the White House.
Filling in for the President, Vice President Joe Biden laid the traditional Memorial Day wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery. Afterwards, he called this a day of both sadness and pride.
We mourn those we've lost, and we hold fast to their memories. And we take pride, great pride, in the lives they lived and the service they provided.
The Vice President saying today's military faces many new threats, but that this new generation of warriors stands watch against all of those threats. Lisa?
Well, Mike, the Commander-in-Chief is in Illinois, where Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live in Elmwood.
Lisa, President Obama will take part in a replaying ceremony here at the Abraham Lincoln National Cemetery. Some veterans groups think that the president should have been at Arlington Cemetery today, but Senator Dick Durbin tells Fox News Radio